Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 151. God's Word says that I and all my brothers and sisters are perfect. God's Word says that we are invulnerable. God's Word says that we are eternally sinless. If I believe what the ego says about me, which is that I am the opposite of everything God says, since we are all one, in my mind, we are all wrong, and in my mind, we all suffer. However, since God is our Creator, I will accept His Word for what I am. Today, I stand steadfast and choose to hear no sound but the echo of God's voice. Step 152. I can stand on the right end of the pole with hellish consciousness where attack is probable, or I can stand on the left end of the pole with heavenly consciousness where attack is impossible. If I need defenses of any kind, it is clear where I'm choosing to stand. I cannot help but be afraid, for I'm standing where there is no love and danger lurks around every corner. On the other hand, my defenselessness bears witness to the powerful choice that I have made to stand in the light, where I am invulnerable and defenses are completely irrelevant. Step 153. For me, God's most important message is universal law. It is my responsibility to learn the laws, apply the laws, and by being impeccably lawful, to be a messenger of the laws. I offer my voice, my hands, my feet, and my will into the service of God, that all may hear and see and know the truth by my example. Step 154. I am among the ministers of God. I would not have the information I do have if I were not meant to share it. My function has been carefully appointed, and I wait upon direction before I take a step. It is not my responsibility to decide where to go or what to do, what to say or to whom. I am willing to listen and am content to be guided. Step 155. God desired to express in the physical realm, and in order to facilitate that, vehicles of expression had to be created. We, humanity, are the result of that desire. Before the truth of that settled securely in my awareness, I thought it was up to me to establish a meaningful purpose for my life. I thought my world was determined by something I did or something I had. Now I am content to be an instrument through which the divine can play its chosen melody, whatever and wherever that might be. Today, I choose to step back and let God lead the way. Step 156. I am a download, an emanation of the divine. As such, it is impossible for me to be separate from or other than God. I thought I could make up an identity that was unlike God and make that identity real. I know now that that never was and can never be the truth of who I am, for I have always walked with God as whole, perfect, and complete. Step 157. I have been hesitant to leave the room that represents the world of struggle and strife because I have dwelt there so long it feels like home to me. However, I now know that it is not the home I was created to inhabit. And as habituated as I have been to it, it's time for me to stand up and, leaving that world behind, take my place in the room that represents the earthly heaven God intends for me. And in so doing, I get to be an example for all my brothers and sisters to see the possibilities available while dwelling in the presence of the divine. Step 158. Through countless experiences through eons, I have obtained knowledge and received the gift of vision. As a result of this vision, I know that we are not the bodies we inhabit. We are each regardless of behavior or circumstances, an invulnerable, sinless, light-filled emanation of the divine. And as I stand with and as this truth, the gift of vision I have received in seeing us all, I give to all. Step 159. My vision is a miracle that offers miracles to everyone. As I receive and then see and embrace the truth of my being, it creates a context and the possibility for you to experience and know the truth of yours. And as I choose to stand in the room where miracles abound and hold open the door, you will see the light emanating from there and will be compelled to join me. Step 160. In Egyptian mysticism, love is associated with Isis, the Holy Spirit, and fear is associated with Set, the ego. And we know from those teachings that we are only at home while standing between the wings of Isis. As the Holy Spirit is an aspect of God, we were created from love, as love, to abide in her embrace. And although when incarnate, we need the ego as a vehicle of expression, we would never want to identify ourselves as that or inhabit the fear-filled room inside of which the ego is at home.